Last night I got freaked. This is Video Nasties. So, last night I watched Freaked for the first time in its entirety. This is the Alex North movie from 1993 that a lot of people haven't seen or even heard of. I believe, as far as I know at the time, it kind of opened and closed in the same week. It was a financial failure. It features, I don't know, it's probably most well known for featuring Keanu Reeves as Ortiz, the dog boy, in heavy makeup. You never would even know it's Keanu Reeves, except there's one moment when his real voice breaks through. I think maybe he was tired. 18 hours in the makeup chair, maybe not that long. 6 hours in the makeup, 8 hours in the makeup chair. I was listening to the Pure Cinema podcast, and they were talking about, like, I think they were doing one of their video store episodes, maybe like a Hidden Gems thing. I'm not really sure what it was, but they individually placed each hair on his face, and it took hours. The plot, as it were, concerns an actor, Rick something, played by Alex North, who is hired, I'm not entirely clear, he's hired to sell toxic waste or something. He flies down to South America and ends up on this freak farm where this toxic sludge is being used to create freaks by the proprietor of this freak farm, played by Randy Quaid, who I thought was really good in the movie and was perfect. And it's a comedy, but it also features makeup effects and some horror elements. And it's sort of, to me, it's sort of a precursor to the kind of weird Adult Swim humor, the Tim and Eric shit that sort of became popular in the, I guess it really gained popularity in like the mid-2000s. But this is a precursor to that, and it also, I've seen it, not necessarily referenced, but I've seen these jokes reused in other places, like ESPN, that joke was used in Mean Girls, released in 2004. Mr. Worm, I forget his name, the worm freak, reminded me of Justin Long and Tusk, the makeup. I don't know if it was a reference or what. He was my favorite freak, but then Ortiz, the dog boy, became my favorite freak. And then I became my favorite freak, which is the two eyeballs that walk around and they're like Rastafarian. But they carry, I think, Uzis or some sort of machine guns or submachine guns. I liked them the best. My favorite element of this movie was actually the stop motion. One in particular is amazing. It's the best moment in the movie. And it happens early on. It's when Rick's buddy and this girl that they meet, this activist, they become merged. Randy Quaid's character merges them. And there's this crazy bit of stop motion with this T-Rex head and all this crazy shit happening while they're merging. But then it's mixed in with the live action because Alex North is still there. The effects are really good in this movie. Like, better than they have any right to be. And it's sort of a shame that people don't know this movie and didn't go to see it, because obviously a lot of work went into it and the effects are strong. And I think it was ahead of its time, and it was an interesting way to kind of merge stop motion and other practical effects and makeup effects with live action. They freaked Hollywood. There is plenty of gross humor. There are some gross out moments and there's some toilet humor. This perhaps turned some people off, and maybe people thought it was immature or childish. Maybe it is a bit, but it's genuinely funny. And the effects are genuinely good, and I found it to be sort of an interesting movie, an interesting exercise, and that was an interesting moment. Alex North and Keanu Reeves were both famous from the Bill and Ted movies. Keanu Reeves obviously went on to become much more famous. He became a movie star. Alex North, not so much. Although they're both in the new Bill and Ted movie, Bill and Ted Face the Music, which I haven't seen. I'm not a Bill and Ted fan. But it's interesting to see this as sort of like a side project for them, which should have actually been much bigger. I mean, they could have made other Freaked movies. Oh, and by the way, there's a framing device in this movie where the Alex North character is on this talk show talking to Brooke Shields, and this is post the Freak Farm. But then at the end, they bring out the freaks, and turns out that Alex North was unfreaked, and it turns out that Brooke Shields is, like, the ultimate freak, the queen freak, and she takes over. And then the movie ends, but... Or she attempts to take over, if that makes any sense. But also, Keanu Reeves' character, Ortiz the dog boy, he's got this kind of weird accent. He does this kind of weird voice, but I like it. It's funny. And he's kind of like the leader of the freaks, but then he gets driven away by I&I. I also wanted to add that this movie is obscure to the point that I tried looking it up. I did like the Roku search and it didn't even come up. You can't even find it. Or I couldn't even find it. So I watched the YouTube version. I watched it on YouTube. It had some brief commercial breaks, which kept interrupting the movie, and I felt like I could never fully get into it, but it was worth it. It's definitely worth a watch, and it was worth watching it that way for me. It also kind of reminded me of, like, being in the 90s and watching movies on TV with the commercial breaks. I don't know. I kind of, like, allowed it to be its own experience. It was like a whole early to mid 90s experience for me, and it was fun. This movie is fun. I think overall that's what it is, and I think people were put off by some of the humor and some of the effects, and they missed the fact that this is a genuinely fun and funny movie, and it's an experience that I think a lot of people probably had trouble appreciating. I mean, it could be any number of things. It could also be the marketing. Maybe the studio wasn't happy with how the movie turned out. They actually, as far as I know, they actually shot in South America, in Peru, if I'm not mistaken. And the Freak Farm is kind of amazing. It's this whole, it looks like they built this, like, little town, almost. Like this, it's almost like an amusement park. But it's like a freak amusement park. It actually reminded me a little bit of the beginning of House of a Thousand Corpses when they go to, like, the serial killer House of Mayhem thing. I don't know. I just got some of those vibes where you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere and then you see this, like, and there's this crazy, like, freak show on display, which ends up being much more sinister. It's like, I don't know, if you've ever driven cross country and you see these, you're out in the middle of nowhere and you see these random billboards for these weird little, like, places and farms, and kind of like they're like these tourist attractions. So the idea that this movie is positing, and also that House of a Thousand Corpses is positing, is what if these tourist attractions were actually hiding or masking something much more sinister? What if they were a front? What if they were a facade for actual murder, or an actual serial killer, or somebody doing something much more untoward, which is the case with this movie. Randy Quaid's character, as far as I know, doesn't kill anyone or hasn't killed anyone, but he sort of captures people and turns them into freaks.
This has been a production of Reptilian.